Okay, so we have here, I think it's a very nice shmooze. We have a medrash. So I read the medrash. I thought there was a relatively obvious shmooze on the medrash. And then I looked around the Mefarshim. I found there's a Marzu, not a Marzu, a Yafei Tohar, which we said is an early Parish from the 1500s. And he says something in the medrash, which it's not a different shmooze, it's the same shmooze, but the chiddush is much greater based on the way he says it. So first I want to say the simple shmooze based on the medrash alone, and then the extension, or I don't really say, because it's the same shmooze, it's just an exaggeration of the same shmooze with the Yafei Tohar. The medrash brings as follows, that came time for Klal Yisrael to go out of Mitzrayim, and Hashem wanted to go with them, that Ohayu Lem Schus, and Klal Yisrael did not have a schus. Apparently, in order to go out of Mitzrayim, they needed a special schus, and they were missing a schus, certain schus, I don't know why they were missing, but we're not going into that, but there were some level they're missing a schus. So the schus had to be Bris Mila. So Moshe calls them, or in Korban Pesach. Okay, so Moshe calls them, and he tells them to do Bris Mila. Says the Medrash, the people refuse. Why they refuse? Pashup Shad is because Bris Mila, especially what you're doing with adults, is very hard. It's a lot of pain, and it's also dangerous. So they refuse. They refuse to be Moyim. So Kosh Baruch came up with a trick. He told Moshe to do the Korban Pesach. Moshe brought the Korban Pesach, and he roasted it. So Hashem was geyser that the wind should blow, and they blowed from Gan Eden, and the smell of Gan Eden came in the wind and joined into the smell of the Korban Pesach, and it created this amazing smell that was traveled the distance of 40 days. So all the Jews came to Moshe and say, that smell, that Korban Pesach, it's amazing. We want a piece. It's just, you know, we can't take it. You know, I gave him in our ruach. It's driving us crazy. It's exhausting us just smelling that food without eating it. We can't handle it. It's so good. We need a piece of the Korban Pesach. Please give us. So Moshe says, I would give you, but what can I do? Hashem says you can't have Korban Pesach if you have didn't have Bris Mila. So what are the Miyad? So what did they do? Right away, they went ahead and they did Bris Mila. Why did they do Bris Mila? Because again, they're desperate for that Korban Pesach. Because that Korban Pesach has the smell of Gan Eden. And they smell it, and it's like almost like a torture not to eat that delicious smell. So right away, even though beforehand they refused to do Bris Mila, right away they do Bris Mila. Came on the Bris Mila and they were mixed with the dam of the Pesach, and thereby they were enabled to be nigo. Okay. That's the Medrash. So I read the Medrash without looking at the Mefarshim. I thought it was an amazing Medrash because it comes out, you read the Medrash Kipshuto, that Klal Yisrael, really when they did Bris Mila, it was purely for an ulterior motive. They want food, very, almost, I don't want to say vulgar, because, okay, there was a Gan Eden smell, but it was a totally shalot Hashem Shemayim, because it's just delicious food. We got to have that delicious food. So they're doing the Bris Mila, not because they want the mitzvah. Okay, when Moshe told them to do Bris Mila, they said, no way. They're doing the Bris Mila, because once they have that amazing smell, so miyad, right away, oh, if that's what it's going to take to get the food, you bet. So they're going to Bris Mila to get the food. It sounds like the ultimate shalom lishma. You're going to Bris Mila to the shalom lishma of getting food. Because it's delicious food. It's Gan Eden dika food. Okay, it's understandable. We're not criticizing them. It's a Gan Eden dika food. It makes sense. A person would do that. But if they're not doing it, it's shame shamayim. They're doing it pashas for the food. The mice, okay, they're yaitzi the mitzvah prismita. We have a rule. This is what the Marzu says on the other side. once you're doing it already, and we hold mitzvah srichas kavana, but listen, I'm doing it anyway, so I might as well have kavana to be yaitzei the mitzvah. Okay, fine. So they had in mind, you know, they're doing it anyway, they had in mind to be yaitzei the mitzvah. That's pashup shat. So they're yaitzei the mitzvah bris mila. But they're not doing it because of the shem shamayim. They're only doing because they want the food. So if you would have asked me, that schuz is about as crummy as a mitzvah as you could get. Comes along the medrash and says, this is the great schuz that they were able to get out of Yetzias Mitzrayim. It says they were missing a schuz. I mean, they had other schuzim, I don't know exactly, but they were missing a schuz to get out of Mitzrayim. Rayanem schuz. So now Hashem did it. Now they have a schuz. If this is called a schuz to be zeicher for Nisim to go out of Mitzrayim. You need to go out of Mitzrayim. You need a special schuz. That's what the Medrash says. Hashem said, "I got a problem. I want to bring Yetzias Mitzrayim, but to bring Yetzias Mitzrayim requires Nisim, and to require Nisim, you need special schuzim. Oh, I got a trick. You're gonna do. You get the yitzi in a mitzvah bris mila. That mitzvah bris mila gives you a schuz to the yitzi Mitzrayim." So I read the Medrash Kipshuto, and I said there's a beautiful shmooze here that we belittle mitzvahs shelo lishma. We have ulterior motives. A guy's learning in the yeshiva, and he's thinking a little bit of, he's doing a little bit as kavod, he's nervous. Maybe I'm doing it because I want the kavod, or I want a good shidduch, or I want my parents to be happy with me, whatever it is. And you know, so my learning's not any good. It's not, I'm not so sincere. I'm not really doing it for the shame mitzvah. I have all kinds of ulterior motives, and some of them not even the most kosher motive, you know, Gashmi is the motive. I'm staying up Shavuos night so I can get the cheesecake, right? That's the outer, or we stay learning so I can get the cake break, right? You know, come on. So you think, if that's the way I'm learning, that in Shemayim, okay, it's a mitzvah. I'm not going to say it's not a mitzvah. But we don't machshiv our mitzvahs. We think we have a very low chashivas to our mitzvahs. Because we say, the mitzvahs, as we're doing it, shalot, shema, ulterior motive. We're not even motivated. The whole motivation that's getting us to do the mitzvah is for physical pleasure. Okay, once we're doing it, okay, what does it hurt to yitzei the mitzvah? So you see from this medrash that mitzvah is not, don't belittle that mitzvah. That mitzvah is gevaldik. That mitzvah can be, you can be bring you can be zeicher for nisim gluyim of Yetzias Mitzrayim because of that mitzvah. Okay. That was a shmooze that I wanted to say when I read this medrash. I thought it was a nice shmooze. Okay. Then I look at the marzu, not the marzu, the yifei tohar, and I have a tremendous problem. If you look at the yifei tohar on the other side, he says in the first paragraph, he says that the Dam Pesach got mixed in with the Dam Mila, there's so much Dam Mila. Then in the third, the fourth, Inami, that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines down. Inami, Kadesh lo Yiksha, person going to be bothered by Akasha. My Rabbus in the Dam Pesach, he go, what's a big deal? Why should you get geula for Pesach? How yado? Bishma mila. I understand. It's late sar of sakana. Mila is very, very hard. There's sar, there's sakana. So it makes sense that you should get geula. But Pesach is an oineg. So why should that bring the geula? Okay, so he answered because Pesach was also very difficult because it was shechting the Mitzrayim's God. And therefore, there was a mysterious nefesh in shechting the Korban Pesach. But what's his kasha? His kasha is Korban. You know, you need two mitzvahs to be goyel. Mila, I understand. Oh, that makes sense. They're talking about tsar and sakana. Serious nefesh for a mitzvah. But Korban Pesach is no, it's easy. You give an easy, eat geshmak of food, go, einik Shabbos. Have chowent on Shabbos. That, why should that mitzvah be such an amazing mitzvah? Sarah says, okay, the Korban Pesach was not as easy as we thought. And then what's the man talking about? It's just the opposite. Korban Pesach, at least they did it in Hashem Shemayim. They did it, okay, it's not a hard mitzvah, but they did it in Hashem Shemayim. Mila, the Medrash says they did it because they wanted to eat the food. They wanted the Korban Pesach. They wanted Moshe's carbon Pesach, right? They, you know, so what's a big? He said, Mila, I understand that they get tremendous schar because Sarah Sakana. Excuse me. Sarah Sakana is when a person knows that a mitzvah is Sarah Sakana and he puts himself in Sarah Sakana for the mitzvah. Here, they didn't put themselves in Sarah Sakana for the mitzvah. When Moshe told them to get a bris mila, they said, no way. We're not putting ourselves in Sarah Sakana. The reason why they put themselves in Sarah Sakana, because they wanted the food. What if Moshe would have said, you know what? You know what you have to do to get Korban Pesach? Jump off the diving board on a dangerous dive. It'll be Tsar and Sakana to get the Korban Pesach. They probably would have done that also. They would have done Tsar and Sakana to get that delicious Korban Pesach, or Moshe's Korban Pesach. So the Tsar and Sakana that they're doing has nothing to do with the fact that there's a bris mila. It's coincidental. Hashem has halacha that an aro can't eat bris mila. They want the Korban Pesach. They have this tremendous taiva for a Korban Pesach. Moshe says, you want the Korban Pesach, you got to risk your life. You got to do Tzar v'Sakana. Okay, we'll do Tzar v'Sakana. But we're not doing the Tzar v'Sakana because of the mitzvah. So why should we get credit? Wow, this is amazing. Your people are amazing. You did Tzar v'Sakana. We didn't do Tzar v'Sakana for the mitzvah. You want to say that we get schar for a mitzvah because b'vas achas, once we're doing it anyway, we had in mind, why not? What does it hurt? That I understand. So, but don't say, well, this is such amazing mesiras nefesh Klal Yisrael had that they put themselves in tzar v'sakana because they wanted a mitzvah. You see their dedication and their drive for mitzvahs. They put themselves in tzar v'sakana. I'm assuming, I think this is probably right, even if it would have been nothing, if Lo Yisur Mila would not have been a mitzvah, they would have also done the bris mila. If Moshe says, you want Korban Pesach, cut off your finger, I don't know, they probably would have done that too. You know, they have this crazy taiva. So what's the shrach of Tzar v'Sakana? I think it's a very strong kasha, I thought. So, I'm hard to give the answer, but I want to give an answer with a story. It's a true story. I heard this from the Bava Maisa. It's an amazing story. There was a person in Israel, Vogeshel. I know those of you who were in Eretz Israel remember him. He was a big Askin in Kiriv, and he lived near the yeshiva. He lived on Rehov Yamsuf. He was like the only guy in Yerushalayim who was clean shaven. Because he was doing Kiruv, he had to be clean shaven. But he was a big askan in Kiruv. So I heard him speak at a bar mitzvah. There was a bar mitzvah in Chavetz Chaim that was for it was a Kiruv bar mitzvah, and he spoke. And he told the following story. He says, there used to be this Sheirut. Sheirut is a big taxi, not like a 10-seater taxi. They used to have a Sheirut from Bnei Brak to Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim to Bnei Brak. Now the people go a lot with Egged buses, but there used to be, they didn't have an Egged bus between Yerushalayim and Bnei Brak. You used to take a Sheirut. There was a special taxi station, actually right near where the yeshiva was during our summer, on that corner. There was a taxi station. There was a famous taxi station. You got a Sheirut, and it went from Yerushalayim to Bnei Brak, and back and forth. So he says, you get into a Sheirut, at Yerushalayim and Bnei Brak, all the people in the taxi are from, except the driver. The driver pulls out of Yerushalayim, and he stops off at a kiosk. Kiosk means a candy store, a little ice cream shop. And he buys himself an ice cream. You know, calls out to the kiosk, need an ice cream, okay. So he says, he's sitting next to the driver. He says, can you please, I have a tremendous, tremendous favor to ask you. So the driver says, assumed that he wants him to go out of his way and make a deal. There's only supposed to be certain stops on this Sheirut, make certain stops. But the people always ask him to make detours, make stops. He says, okay, where do you want me to stop? He says, no. I want you to make a bracha. He says, I don't make brachas. He says, with that, he takes a big bite of his ice cream. And he starts begging. He says, but you told me you'll do me a favor. It means so much to me. No, I refuse to make a bracha. I know once you're gonna try and make me religious. I'm not gonna fall for that. Once I make one bracha, I'm gonna end up making more. No, I'm not making brachas. You're not gonna make me religious. That's not for me. takes another bite. They're having this argument, and every time he takes another bite. Finally, there's one bite left. The driver says, okay, if it means so much for you, you give me $100 and I'll make a bracha. So he says, he made an appeal in the Sheirut, like 10 people in the taxi. Everybody agreed to give $10. They got a pledge for $100. He takes off his yarmulke, puts it on the driver. The driver makes a bracha, and he eats the last bite of the ice cream. Okay. They pull into Bnei Brak. He collects the money. He goes over to the driver and gives them the $100. Driver says, I'm not taking it. He says, why not? We made up. He says, once in my life I made a bracha and I should sell it for a measly $100? Right? What? The guy refused to make a bracha. He can't, there's some blockage. I can't make a bracha. I know what making a bracha means. It means I'm going to become frum. I'm not ready to go that way. He has a tremendous yetzer. I can't make a bracha. But once he makes a bracha, he's machshev that the bracha is worth more than $100. He needed the $100 to motivate him to get the bracha because the Lashem Shamayim couldn't break through his Yetzer Hara. He had this tremendous Yetzer Hara. I don't want to be frum. So the $100 was a negiyah that was able to break through his negiyah. But once he broke through and he does it, intellectually he knows that a bracha is worth more than $100. So he's not taking the $100. It's the same thing over here. So exactly, I think it's almost very similar. Klai Yisrael, you tell them, do a bris milah. Hey, no way. Now that we have a blockage. It's tsar, it's sakana. We're not doing it. Oh, then I bribe them. Instead of bribing them at $100, I bribe them with this delicious food. You do a bris milah, you get the korban pesach. It's delicious. Oh, they have a bribe. You're speaking to my yetzer hara. Okay, we'll do it. But now that I'm bribed and I'm doing it, so deep down I know that the mitzvah is worth more than the food. And deep down I know that the mitzvah is worth sakana and sar too. So when I do the mitzvah, I'm doing the mitzvah, the shem shemayim, knowing that there's sar and sakana. I'm doing the mitzvah with, I'm not doing the mitzvah shalot shem shemayim, but once I'm doing it already, okay, what does it hurt to have kavana for the mitzvah? No. I'm doing the mitzvah, the shem shemayim. I'm machshav the mitzvah. Deep down, I'm machshav the mitzvah. And I listen. It's the mitzvah is more important than the food. So if there's tsar and sakana, if I ask a guy, if he'd be honest, why are you doing tsar and sakana? The real reason is because of mitzvah. Because the mitzvah, deep down, is more important to me than the food. I just couldn't bring myself to do it. I needed something to help me to overcome the blockage. So if that's right pshat, which I think that's pshat, but okay, then it's a gevaldik thing. It's a much greater chiddush than what we were saying. Beforehand, I was saying the pshat and the medrash is that you see the gevaldik value of a mitzvah shelo lishma. That a mitzvah d'shma, if you're learning because you're going to get covered, you're learning because you're going to, because you get a good shidduch, you're learning because, you feel good because the people think you asked a good question. So it's still a tremendous mitzvah. But now we're saying more than that. We're saying there's a reason why it's a tremendous mitzvah. Because what happens is you're really not learning for covered. You're making a mistake. You think you're learning for covered, but that's not true. The covered was only... You needed the kavod to help you get over the barrier. There's this blockage. I don't make brachas. I don't do bris milas. There's some kind of blockage. So I don't learn. Whatever. There's a blockage. But once you break through that blockage, then deep down you know that the mitzvah is the most precious thing in the world. So you really are doing the mitzvah, the shem shemayim. So the update of the chiddush is different. It's not that a mitzvah shelo nishma is amazing. Ipshat is because when we do a mitzvah shelo nishma, we're really probably doing it nishma. And that's why it's amazing. So the end, which it could be, if you look at the next Yifei Tohar, he really seems to say it. He says in the next speech, Avo Bishadei Oines, even though they were mamish and Oines, they were forced into it. Moshe held a gun to their head. He forced them to do the mitzvah. Saifin Beratzin. But when they did it already, it was Beratzin. Okay, I think that's basically what we're saying. So it comes out a very nice to hear. In other words, if a guy goes to Orlando and he thinks he's going to Orlando to have a good time, and once he's here already, they ask him, could you go ahead? And, you know, they call him up, could you go ahead and speak in the shul, make some Kiddush Hashem and speak to, give a drush or something, or Lane Shabbos, I don't know. So, okay, I'm here already. I'll do it. No. You're going to Orlando. Deep down, that's why you're going to Orlando. Okay, anyway, you should go ahead.
Maybe that was only in the times of they were on a higher madriga.